Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi there, it's Tuesday morning.
We got three more days till Friday.
So nice. Celebrity Trash, this first look is brought to you by the Alice 973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice 973 Instagram account and see what's happening on the station. You can see our clips of the day. I noticed yesterday you put up my mad twerking abilities. I'm a twerking star. Wow.
That's bogus.
Yeah, you are, Sarah. Keep it
Thanks.
Going.
Thanks. Oh, see?
Oh, Nicole.
You know, Nikki, I would say you're pretty good at it, too. Like, I know you were just, you know, trying to join in with me, but
yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's impressive.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
V.
What's
Hales.
What's the point in lying when people can already see that you guys are lying? I don't understand.
You guys... We're driving people to the Alice 973 Instagram to see us twerk.
So you can
if you want to do that, let them post the other video that I mentioned from the yesterday.
Which one?
The one where we're handling our boobs.
Oh.
We were showing about bras, and then, you know, I don't want that one up there.
There was a point where I went, both these girls are doing this. It's crazy.
Just to have it. Like,
I missed that. That's a bummer.
Well, continue to miss it. That doesn't need to get posted.
It was research.
Yeah, you start talking about your bra, and you're reaching around and handling all your, you know, moving them around.
Fixing the underwire, you know.
Sure.
Both doing it again.
And this is not the clip of the day.
Nope.
So, there you go. Mm. But there are clips of the day, and you can find them at the Alice 973 Instagram. You see, V-Hale is any hour's happy hour. She looks happy in a lot of her pictures. Mm-hmm. And Jane Adventures in 50 Shades of Black. She is... her stuff is so artful. Like, it's just the whitest
face. She's very
face,
artful. That's true.
The darkest
eyes. And
the
V-Hale thing,
the reddest
mouth. I mean, we're all watching for that to hit the wall, right? I mean,
I don't know. God. Yeah, I mean.
She's as cute and as fresh-faced as it comes, but boy, you can't drink like that but without drying out.
It is a weird thing how you're pouring liquid on something that's just getting more and more withered. But no, look, some people do.
Okay.
We'll watch and see.
Go It'll be. We're watching. Exactly
journey.
Right.
Yep.
Look at this Instagram.
Yep, please do. Twitter. Guy by the name of Jack Dorsey runs that place.
Mm-hmm.
He's the CEO. He just sold the first ever tweet as a non-fungible token. What's that? No one knows, but he got $2.8+ million for it. These non-fungible tokens are the way of the people who understand them. I don't know who ponied up $2.8 million for something that, according to Scott Budman, can be copied and spread around, but someone did.
Well, someone with that to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know who.
I'm going to guess that
who's got that
did not go to the bank and apply for a loan.
They just used their Bitcoin.
Fingers crossed. I hope I get the loan to buy my non-fungible first tweet ever.
Right.
Screw
and then
that.
What do you do with it? Like, what? I mean,
it's what a rich person does. They throw it on a pile of
just in case that ever
they
takes
own,
off.
And they say, and when they're at a dinner party, they say, "Oh yeah, I'm the one that bought the first tweet." The non-fungible token. It's in my pile of
I own the first tweet. Would you let's sort through the pile here. Oh, here's one
I'll
of Grimes'
credit.
Paintings. Here's, you know.
Anybody can
even...
buy a Lambo, but only one person gets the first non-fungible tweet. So good for them.
Yep. There it is. I don't know if it's money of some kind. Am I now going to spend fractions of it on my pizza?
No.
I don't know. We're just not running in the world where this is something I can really wrap
actually,
my head around.
Again, I just think it goes into a pile. It's not.
A virtual pile, because it's not something you can hold in your hand. You paid $2.8 million for a line of code. Congratulations, I guess. The pandemic, it's been a tough year for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. Everyone's got their own story about what they're going through. And, you know, maybe you're bored and you have a sewing machine, and instead of making masks, you're making mini clothes for your Barbie. I don't know what you're doing. But if that is what you're doing, making mini clothes for your Barbie, I got something for you. Hmm? Yeah. If you're a Barbie designer, I don't know, maybe you have like, you know, they probably already have this and I'm not making something up. But as I was reading the story, I thought to myself, man, you know what Barbie needs? She needs like a catwalk that goes behind a like that's automated. Like you stick one of her feet into it and then she goes and it kind of twirls her around and she goes down to the end of the runway and she twirls around down there and then she walks back all the way. And then there's a curtain at the end of it and then you change her real fast and then she goes like, how awesome would that be? Barbie model, it's runway advanced, model. Though. No, it would just have to be like a little track that went and spun around. No?
Right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I hate dolls, so I can't.
But your kids would love that. Are you kidding me?
If you think that would be entertaining, then I'll go with that. But dolls are the worst. And I'll tell you another thing about Barbie. I didn't dislike Barbie. I think she shows well in the Toy Story movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I mean, her absolutely. And Ken and then the
it's
whole...
adorable.
You know,
she's just having fun. She just wants to have fun.
So
Ken's her best friend.
The Barbie cartoons are, I hate them. I hate the look of them.
They're so cheesy.
And my daughter loves them. And so I see them all the time. There's a ton of stuff I'll watch that my kids watch and I'm fine with it.
It's badly made. It's just awful.
I can't stand it. I don't like the art.
Terrible.
It strikes you. I'm glad that you've seen this. Yeah. I don't know where you saw it.
Why have you seen this?
I used to work at a daycare and I have nieces.
Oh, and Barbie was.
And that all the kids like it. And I don't know why. I'm like, SpongeBob is better than this. But yep. So
well, SpongeBob is at least funny.
Is better than that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, look, if you've been designing mini clothes for Barbie dolls, jackpot, guys. It's truly, this is a reality competition series called Barbie Fashion Battle, where people, real human adults, I suppose children, if they're a whiz with the sewing machine, they create miniature high fashion collections for Barbie, and then they're presented in cinematic reveal sequences. So maybe they have my thing I was telling you about, you know, where you stick the foot into a track and it takes her down the runway. I don't know what a cinematic reveal sequence is, but I guess that doesn't involve watching you wrestle your Barbie into these freaking outfits. Because that's the thing with Barbie. Her arms, you know, you can't get her into things. They have to be made to be slipped on and have like a Velcro
closure.
You gotta
break her arm to put it.
Yeah.
Clothes on.
I mean, it's so hard getting clothes on and off these dolls.
And it's so annoying, right, when you put an outfit on and they come back to you because they just dressed it. And like, no, I want something different. It's, no.
Yeah, no. I actually hurt myself on Barbie's arm and I was pulling this.
I don't know if
on.
They could do stop motion, but somehow I'm sure with technology they'll be able to turn them into motion models, right?
I would hope so, because that would be what I would actually tune in to watch this. I'm first of all, I think that, like, I used to watch Project Runway religiously. I just love that show. I love watching people just figure out how to put something together and have it come out great and or terrible. But these are miniature high fashion collections. I think it's hilarious. So these are not just bored everyday people. They're up and coming designers. There are 12 of them. They're going to be split into two fashion houses, which will each be headed by a celebrity fashion icon. The winner will get a cash prize. I don't know how much. I also don't know where this is going to be. And there's no word on who the celebrities will be yet, but as a concept, I am completely down with this. I think this sounds great. The winner will not just get cash. They will get a chance to design a line of Barbie clothes for Mattel, which it's funny because I don't spend a lot of time thinking about Barbie in general or dolls or clothes for dolls, although clearly I've spent some time thinking about it this morning. But there are people who sit in a room and draw new clothes for Barbie. Like, that's their job. It's got to be kind of an awesome job. Just because they're small doesn't mean it's not a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really neat. So, anyway, Mattel doing a Barbie fashion battle TV competition. which I can see totally working.
I'm going to work harder to avoid that than I have to avoid COVID-19.
Oh, but stop it. That'd be fun.
I don't like dolls. I don't like them at all. I love my kids. I love that I have daughters. I do not like dolls.
Well, it's not for you then.
They stink.
I would kill to watch that.
All right.
I want to see it first.
Does it say where it's airing or...
No, there's no word on who the celebrities are that are going to be the heads of each team. There's no word on what streaming service. It's just this concept that's being, they're shooting it, and I guess, and they're going to try to pitch it. I love it. I think it's great. There's a guy by the name of Jeffrey Dean Morgan. If you've been watching The Walking Dead in the past 8 years, he plays Negan on there.
Okay.
And I thought this has a few things in it that I like to talk about anyway, because I don't like edibles. But a lot of people do. And I'm interested. You know, you hear about these people who take an edible, a gummy before they go to bed, and they get just the best sleep I ever got. No, I'm not woozy in the morning and whatever. And Tesla is also in this, weirdly. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan was on Kimmel and he talks about what happened when he took some gummies.
But I popped a couple and I went to bed and I woke up the next day thinking, man, I feel pretty good. I got some good sleep. Cut to about an hour later and my phone is ringing off the hook and I don't recognize the number. I'm like, who is calling me? Hey, we're just calling to congratulate you on your Tesla purchase. Well, it turns out that I went online and I built the Tesla S online, stacked it with every option, put a down payment on it.
What?
And didn't remember a thing. And the guy calls and he's like, well, we're going to have to keep some of that deposit you put for the car. And I'm like, what? And he goes, well, the car's $127,000. Or you lose like a couple hundred dollars like deposit for building it. I guess once you go into build mode, they keep money.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, well, that's a big difference in price. So enjoy your, you know, a couple hundred dollars. And I'm sorry, I can't eat CBD gummies anymore. That's the end of that.
Are you sure they were CBD gummies? Because that doesn't sound like a CBD story.
Well, I'm wondering if he sent me a couple different things.
I wasn't
paying attention to the fact.
Sounds like maybe you got a couple of Swedish fish in there, too.
God. Can you imagine having completely forgotten that? Yikes.
Well, drunks do that all the time. That's normally drunk behavior.
Yeah, well, this time it's... I mean... Wouldn't you look at what you configured and then cancel the order? I'd be like, well, what did I order? What did I get? But yeah, $137,000 bill first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about it already, though. It's so easy to order. I mean, you order and then you're on your own.
We didn't even realize how far down the path we'd gotten.
I mean, I don't know how real that story is or what part of that was fudged for entertainment
purposes.
He is
trying to be adorable on the show.
But,
right,
but ultimately, I don't know that they call you to congratulate you or to, you know, he's like, my phone's ringing. Do they really call? Because I don't think they do.
Maybe they do when it's the car. They certainly didn't. We certainly haven't talked to anyone.
Right,
about
that's
roof.
What I'm saying. But anyway, whatever. That was for the purpose of the story. It was fun.
Yeah, maybe they wait till you're past the point of no return.
I mean, usually that would just be a confirmation email. Your order's been received.
Thank you.
Here's your bill.
Right. Your next payment will be. Comic books. I'm not a comic book girl. I never have been.
Me either.
My kids have gone through their runs of comic books, and there are new ones all the time. I mean, there are some amazing artists out there that draw, and a lot of people, they get these little vanity project comic books where it's them as a superhero, and they do a limited run, 12 issues or whatever. Keanu Reeves is one of those people. Oh. He's got a comic book, and it's called Berserker, B-R-Z-R-K-R, Berserker. Mm-hmm. And they've put out one issue, and it's already been adapted. It's going to be adapted. I mean, clearly this was the plan all along. It's based on a character, this B for Berserker, he's 80,000 years old, which means he was a caveman. Now, I don't know what happened to him, and neither does Berserker. He's on a quest to find out who the hell he is, where he comes from, and why he can't die. So, oh, there's the picture of him. So I guess the thing is, which actually that cover art doesn't even look like Keanu, really.
Oh, I think it does. That Do looks you? Exactly like Keanu.
It has some resemblance.
I'm not seeing it. Look at him. He's got arrows stuck in his body, just all over. Nothing can happen to him. Yeah, let me see his face up close.
I mean, he's got the beard and the long brown hair. You know, it is animation.
And a sword stuck through him.
He can't be killed. He's 80,000 years old. He doesn't care what you stick in him. He's going to live through it. Anyway, he's... as I'm reading sort of some of this stuff, I'm like, I might actually watch this, but it's going to be, I believe they're saying it's going to be a Netflix adaptation, which I don't know if that means that he's going to be the voice and it's going to be animation, because they're doing an anime spinoff too. But it's only, the first issue has only been on comic book stands for 2 weeks and they're already like, this is a hit and we're doing it. He will star in both projects and produce, which I don't know if star means live action, which I doubt, or just voice the character. And then they go on to say who's producing it.
Well, don't doubt it. If it's a hit, they'll make it a movie.
Right. It could be real. It could be real, like live action, because they're saying there's going to be an anime spinoff that'll explore different elements. So basically, here it is. So this guy's known as B, as in Berserker. He's half mortal, half god, cursed and compelled to violence, even at the sacrifice of his sanity. But after wandering the earth for centuries, B may have finally found a refuge, working for the U.S. government to fight the battles too violent and too dangerous for anyone else.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. In exchange, he'll be granted the one thing he desires, the truth about his endless blood-soaked existence and how to end it.
And a green card.
Maybe that too. So the comic is going to run for at least these first 12 issues, and then they'll make the decision. It launched March 3rd and has already sold over 615,000 copies, which they say that is a huge number for an indie publisher. And Netflix is going for it. So Keanu Reeves comic Berserker, B-R-Z-R-K-R. Looks like it's going to become a movie.
Keanu
and
business
an anime.
Is strong.
It is. Keanu has really... He's so good in that.
It's very lovable.
Yeah, there's a
always be my maybe.
If you're looking for something to get your wife all happy and just a light romantic comedy with six golden minutes of Keanu Reeves in it, that is the one. I think about that movie all the time. I love it. Oh, by the way,
I've seen many strange things already. Bloody wolves chasing me through some blue inferno.
Even that, not without its charms. And happy birthday. Today's Randall Park's birthday, actually.
Oh, that's funny.
He's 47 years old. He's the main dude in Always Be My Baby. Do I have time for another one? I do not. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
There's a job going up in wine country that someone is going to get and be really happy with. I'm going to tip you off to it so you can get in on this.
Alice
deal.
At 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.